welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is Evelyn Hershkowitz, Reader Services Librarian from the Syosset Public Library. This is our Turn the Page podcast, and today we're very lucky to have with us Alyssa Sussman. She's a writer, reader, and a pumpkin pie eater. She's also the author of contemporary and fantastical stories for teens and adults. Her debut adult novel, Funny You Should Ask, will be published on April 12th from Delacorte, and her YA contemporary novel, Drawn That Way, was released on September 28th, 2021 by Simon & Schuster for young readers. A YA fairy tale, Stray and Burn, are also available from HarperCollins. In a previous life, Alyssa managed animators and organized spreadsheets at some of the best animation studios in the world, including Nickelodeon, Disney, DreamWorks, and Sony ImageWorks. You can see her name in the credits of The Croods, Hotel Transylvania, The Princess and the Frog, and Tangled. Wow, we could talk about that too. That sounds fascinating. She received her BA from Sarah Lawrence College and her MFA from Pacific University. She lives in Los Angeles with her husband and their two dogs, Basil and Mozzarella. Funny You Should Ask is on the 10 best romance novels of this month's list. I just saw that today. I think you tweeted that, correct?
I did.
Instagram. I saw it on Instagram, actually. Are you very busy on social media? You do a lot of that.
More active on Instagram. Yes. I like looking at all the pictures of people's pets and their clothes and their food and all of that. So that's right. A lot of fun for me.
Yeah, I like that too. So let's start with this, talking about visuals. I'm sorry that you guys can't all see this great cover. Her cover is so fabulous. It's red and pink, and it's just all little pictures of flying and clouds and director's chairs and the people and dog and pencil. It's just a fabulous cover. I can just picture this, like a whole display of this in a bookstore. Like, I just think that's going to be like someone will walk in and just see this in a bookstore. There's no way they could pass up this book with this cover.
I mean, I agree. I love the cover so much. When they sent me it, it was so exciting because it looks totally different than what like a lot of the rom-com covers are out there. Like, it's still illustrated. So it's in that lovely vein of illustrated covers. But the artist is Cassie Turpin. And she's just like, her style is so fun and dynamic. And she's going to be working on the cover for my next book. So I'm really excited to see what she does next.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. It's a great cover. So the cover will grab you right away, but the book will also grab you right away. So why don't you tell everybody what the book is about?
Sure. Funny You Should Ask is a romantic comedy. It's about a journalist named Hani Horowitz who gets the chance to interview her number one celebrity crush, this Hollywood heartthrob named Gabe Parker. He's about to become the first American James Bond. His career is on the rise. Everything is exciting and new. And they have this really great weekend where she interviews him and the article she writes about him goes viral. And everyone is kind of like, well, what happened this week? Like, what happened when you guys were hanging out together? And then 10 years later, they get a chance to reunite. And the story is told between sort of the alternating timeline. So it's sort of all unraveled as far as what did happen, what is true, what isn't true, and where they are now in their lives and careers. So
and it also has, she does a blog. So you have blog posts in there and also actual articles.
Yeah, there are little interstitials that kind of show her writing, that show interviews with him, and just an idea of like who he is in this world and what kind of celebrity he is and that stuff. So yeah, it was really fun to write.
Okay, so who is he based on?
Oh, I mean, he's based on so many people. I mean, it's great because a lot of people have been asking like, oh, is it based on this? Is it based on this? And it really is like he comes from a lot of different sources. There are definitely some articles. We had such a great there was like a bunch of really, really wonderful celebrity profiles that came out a few years ago. There's I think the most obvious one that people have been talking about is the Chris Evans one with that Edith Zimmerman did, which is wonderful. There's also a Tom Hiddleston interview that happened. There's a Channing Tatum one. They sort of all are combining like really, really great writing and the insertion of the journalist as sort of a character in the interview, which, so I took a lot of inspiration from that.
So you're a big Hollywood fan? Is that what you love that? I guess you love the Philadelphia Story, I'm assuming. Yes.
I love the Philadelphia Story is a movie that features pretty heavily in the book, and it's one of my favorites. I'm a big like old school Hollywood fan. Like TCM is kind of always on in our house, like in the background. I used to work in animation, so I used to work in the film industry. My husband is a television editor, and we have a lot of friends who are involved in the industry. I live in Los Angeles.
In LA?
They're not. That's so funny. Everyone thinks that for sure, but I'm actually I grew up here. And I'm the first person in my immediate family and my extended family to like work in the industry in any way. There are lots of people who don't work in the film industry, but a lot of people who move here from other places end up working here.
Yeah. Oh, so you grew up in LA, so you know. You didn't have to do a lot of research really for the book. It's what you know, what you grew up with.
Yeah. No, it was a really joyful book to write in that way, because it was just a chance to write about stuff I knew about and that I liked and was excited about. So yeah, getting to put like your favorite movies and things and books and stuff like that is always a fun writing experience.
Well, you said you worked in animation. Did you always want to be a writer though, even when you were doing the other jobs?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of writers will say that when you're growing up, you don't really have a concept that like writing novels is a job. Like it just doesn't seem like it's a real thing that real people do. They're just books appear on the shelves. And so I just never thought of it as like a quote unquote real job. I was like, oh, I'll have to get like a daytime job, and then I will write at night, and you know, it'll be a hobby. It'll be just, there was just no concept that it was a job. And I also loved animation and really have always just loved animated movies. And when I discovered that I could work in animation without any visual arts experience, I was like, oh, this is great. A lot of production management for about 5 years before I had like sort of realized, oh, you can try to do this writing thing full time and see how that works out. And so that's what I've been doing since.
Wow, that's fabulous. So when did you quit your day job to write?
I quit my day job around the time when Stray, my first novel, came out, which was, I think it was about almost 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 10 or 8 years ago, something around that time. Yeah.
So you've just been writing, huh? So Drawn That Way.
I've just been writing.
But this is your first, Drawn That Way and Stray and Burn were both young adult novels.
Yes, those are all of my books up until this point have been young adult.
And how many books is that?
That's three. So it's three books. It's
okay.
Yeah. And I did, in between projects, I have also worked as a ghostwriter. Oh. So I've ghostwritten a bunch of adult romances, but none of them are under my own name. Can't say what they are or who I wrote them for. But
there are people that write. I mean, I always thought ghostwriting was more done for biographies. It's actually done in other books too.
Yeah. There's, I think with a lot of like books that you see as like Kindle, you know, for romance writers who have a really big volume of work, sometimes they'll bring in ghostwriters. And it's very similar to the sense of like, you know, with the Sweet Valley High books. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of them are written by ghostwriters,
but they're
not like rude.
but they use the author's name that we all know.
Yes, exactly.
Written by them. Wow, I always thought it was just like biographies, you know, with, you know, celebrities who really don't know how to write, but you know, they're good at their job of being celebrity, but writing is not their main thing, so they bring somebody in. I didn't realize that. Okay.
You learn something new every day.
Yes, you do. But Okay, good. I'm glad you were able to do that.
Yeah, and it was lots of fun.
That's wonderful. So what made you decide that it was time to switch to adult genre as opposed to young adult?
Yeah, I had written Drawn That Way, which came out last year, and was in that stage of like waiting for notes and kind of like, oh, I'm someone who likes to be really, really busy. And I was like, well, you know, I've been ghostwriting for a really long time. I've been ghostwriting these romances. I really love romance. I've always loved romance. Why don't I try to write something of my own that I could like put my name on? And I was really thinking of like, it was such a low stakes kind of writing experiment. Cause I was like, well, I already have a YA book coming out, you know, like that's the career I've sort of already established. So this is just going to be for fun. This is just for me. Who knows what will happen? Romance writers historically do not get paid a lot of money. You know, I grew up reading like the Harlequin romances, which are, you know, those like sexy little paperbacks that you get. Like I would go to the library constantly. I'd get like 10, a stack of 10. And as I got older and sort of met other romance writers and learned, you know, Harlequin books, they come out so frequently. So it's a very fast turnover. Romance writers are extremely prolific. And I was like, well, this would be a fun side gig to have. And the response from my agent in particular, when I sent her the first half of Funny, was so exuberant that I was like, oh, maybe romance is where I should direct my attention. Maybe it's where I belong more so than YA. Like I loved writing YA, and I really like Drawn That Way in particular is a very personal book. It's very special to me, but there's something about writing adult romance that feels like coming home in a really profound way. And I just feel so much more, it's just been such a really enjoyable experience that I don't want to stop. That's where I want to focus all my attention.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you did, because I've certainly enjoyed it. And so my niece, I think, just started, but I'm sure she's going to love it too. So
I love that. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, no, she's, you know what? My kids don't read, but luckily my niece does. So I have somebody to talk to about books. So that makes me very happy.
Wonderful.
Do you plan? I mean, are you a planner or do you fly by the seat of your pants? Did you have like this book all planned out? Did you know it was going to happen?
I usually know the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. And then everything else kind of comes as every book is really, really different. And I'm especially learning that I'm working on the next book in this contract. And that's been a very, very different writing experience than anything I've done before. With Funny, I tried to outline it, but because it's such a complicated structure, because it's shifting in time and there are all these interstitials, I was constantly like rewriting my outlines and changing as I went. So it's like you have your kind of points that you want to hit with the story. And then everything else is kind of like, well, we'll see how we get there. And then maybe that point actually changes and we're not getting to point B. We're going to go to point C instead. So I try to plan, and then the book is like, haha, silly girl, you can't plan anything. And it's just like, you're just going to have to write what you're going to write. So
this comes to you.
Yeah.
And is the main character, is she based on anyone you know?
I mean, I definitely pulled things from my personal experience. She's based a little bit on me, a little bit on friends of mine who are journalists. I was able to ask them questions about their experiences having interactions like these where they go and they interview celebrities. But you know, she's I pulled a lot of different inspirations for all the characters.
I wonder how often journalists and actors do hook up.
I know. Who knows? I don't think it's that frequent.
Did anybody tell you that actually happened to them, or they fell in love or anything like that?
No, I didn't get any of the like love stories I wanted. Yeah, so I was like, well, I guess I have to write my own.
That would have been fun, right? To hear that.
It would have been delightful.
It's wonderful. So living in LA must be a blast living out there. You're lucky you grew up there and you live there. You have sun almost every day. And I would never want to stay inside and write. That's the problem. Do you take it outside? Do you go outside?
No,
and write?
I'm a really disciplined. I'm a very disciplined writer. I'm a very persnickety writer. I have a lot of writer friends who like to go to cafes and and write together. I am like in my office, no music, like door closed, cup of tea, like work, work, work. I try to keep kind of New York hours. So I'm available to like, you know, my whole team, everyone I work with, my editor, my agent, everyone is in New York. So I feel like it's nice to be like, I'm at my computer until you guys are done and I'm working and you're working. And it just, it, you know, it's a little bit of a sense of camaraderie.
So you get up very early every day, huh?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I have two dogs and they get us up early. Oh, so
okay. I guess, you know, having the dog in the story was important to you.
Oh yes. They're always, you know, if I can put a cute animal in there, I'm going to put a cute animal in there.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love the animal in there. I have a dog too. I've never been a big dog lover, but I like it in a story. I definitely like it in the story. It's like, I don't know if you read Abby Jimenez. Have you read any of her books?
They're on my list. I haven't gotten a chance to dive in yet.
Very important for her also to have a dog in her story.
Well, that just moved all her books to the top of my reading list.
Yep. Yep. She's a big dog lover also. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So you said you're writing your next one. You're contracted for how many?
This is the last one on my contract. Okay. But I love my editor. I'm working with Shauna Summers, who's at Ballantine. And she's just, it's been a dream of an experience working with every single person I've worked with at Random House, from my publicity team, Courtney and Melissa, to my marketing team, which is Morgan and Taylor, to my editor and her assistant May, and then my agent Elizabeth. I mean, it's like, I could not ask for a more supportive, incredible group of women who have been trying to get this book out there to everyone they can. And it's been wonderful.
Do you have a tour coming up? Are you going to be all virtual? Or are you actually going out in person?
I actually have three in-person events that I'm great. Super excited about.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be the big, big one is LA Times Festival of Books, which is one of my favorite festivals.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want to come. When is it?
Oh, you should. It's April 23rd and 24th. Wow. And I'm going to be on it. I'm so excited. I'm going to be on a panel with Casey McQuiston and Claire Kahn and Allie Hazelwood.
I love Allie Hazelwood. I've been reading all of her books.
I know. I'm so excited for, I guess they're novellas that are coming out. I listened to
one. Another one came out today, but they're only coming out as audiobooks first. And then they're going to come out later as novellas. One came out today,
but that sounds exciting.
Really great. That's one.
They're so much fun.
Yeah. I really loved her books. So do you, like I said, her book is coming out in audiobook. Your book's going to be out in audio also.
Yes.
I listened to 5 minutes. I can only get the sample because it's not out yet. So I listened to the sample. It's very good. The audiobook. Did you have,
I haven't listened to the sample yet. I heard they sent me, they were so lovely. They sent me a list of potential audiobook narrators and I got my first choice. So I'm like very, very excited.
Yeah, I know it's to listen. The audio. If they send you a sample, I hope. Did they send it to you?
They probably did, and I just haven't found it in my inbox yet.
Okay. Yeah, I only was able to get 5 minutes. So when it comes out, I'll listen to it. You know, I'm not good. I don't like to reread books, but I'll certainly listen to some of it just so I could get the feel of the audiobook narrator a little more, because I'm a big audiobook lover. So do you do audiobooks too?
I have a hard time with audiobooks just because I get really distracted. And I like, I have this, like, I think I'm more of a visual person. I really like to have the book in front of me, but I'm really excited to listen to the audiobook. And I've been wanting to get into audiobooks more and more. Like we just got, the Mel Brooks's biography. I was like, I have to listen to an audiobook.
It's funny. My husband, who's not a big reader, he just listened to that one and loved it. So it's really, Mel Brooks is great. He's the one who narrates it. So you can't go wrong with that.
I mean, you know, he's like a Jewish icon. Like how can you not love Mel Brooks?
Right. That's another thing. I should mention Chani's, is it Chani?
Chani.
Chani. Okay. Her last name is Horowitz. So she's a Jewish character. So I should mention that to our audience so they know that, you know, that's very nice. I like that you threw that in there. I guess that's what you know, right? You write what you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I think it's changing a lot. It's changed a lot in just the past few years. I remember when I was a teenager, when I started reading romance, I don't think I ever came across a Jewish heroine ever. Right. And I certainly didn't come across any interfaith relationships. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, you know, I'm Jewish, my husband's not. It was really important for me to have that representation. Cause I just never saw it as a teenager. And even as an adult, it's still really, really rare. But now we're getting more, like, there are so many great Jewish romance writers out there. Like Rachel Lynn Solomon is doing amazing work.
The Hanukkah one, the matzah ball. That was a great representation of a nice Jewish book. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was very popular here. It really was.
Oh, great.
Yes, which I hope yours will be too, because I know I'm going to be handing it to plenty of our patrons and telling them to read it. So
I love that.
So what's your next book about? Can you tell us? Can you give us a little hint?
I can't. It's still, I'm still doing the first, I'm finishing the first draft. So I'm like, I'm in it. I'm really in it. But I can say it has a lot of the same themes that I explore in Funny. It's about fame and parasocial relationships with famous people. There's some fun timeline stuff as well. Yeah, it's also has, like, the thing I had a lot of fun writing about in Funny is Chani is both 26 and 36 in the book. And I really had a great time writing an older heroine. We don't see a lot of those in romance and rom-coms. And so the next book is going to have a heroine who's in her late 30s.
So old. Oh my gosh.
I know, she's ancient. She's an ancient lady. How dare she? How dare she find romance?
That's great. So who are some of your favorite authors?
Oh, great question. I am really, really excited about Birds of California by Katie Cotugno, which is coming out also in April. Katie's like a friend of mine. I'm doing an event with her on April 30th, and I've just been a fan. She's also mostly a YA writer who's moving into adult.
Okay.
And I think she's just a stunning,
I'll have to look wonderfully, into that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she's such a, like, her writing is just very swoon-worthy to me. I think she's just wonderful. I love Rachel Lynn Solomon's books. I mentioned her earlier. She writes some great Jewish representation. Alicia Rye is a favorite adult author, but she's actually going to be writing a YA book that's coming out, I think, next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many great romances out there. It's like, it's a banner time for romance and rom-com. It's great. You can just, whatever you want, you're going to find. You're going to find someone who's writing something that's going to appeal to you, which is very exciting.
Yes, it is. It's a great time for rom-coms, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I know you said you're editing it. When's the plan for the next book to come out?
I think the hope is that it'll be out a year from now.
Oh, okay.
Which sends me into a state of terror and panic, but my editor assures me it will be fine.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm glad. Oh, and did you write this book during the pandemic? Is that when you were writing?
When I wrote Funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Funny was, I wrote that like during the first few months of 2020.
Okay.
It went out and sold in like September, I think early September. And I written it. So over the summer was when I was working on it. Okay. Yeah.
So you were busy during the pandemic. That was good.
I was busy. Yes.
That's good. I'm glad, because things were not fun at all, but I'm glad, like you said, you're going to be in person. You said you're going to be at the Los Angeles Book Festival.
Yes. I'm very excited.
Where else are you going to be?
I'm going to be on April 12th. I'll be at Chevalier's Books to launch Funny You Should Ask.
Is that right in Los Angeles?
It's the oldest bookstore in Los Angeles.
Oh.
I'm really, really excited to be doing an event with them. And I think it will be streaming on Zoom. So
okay.
If you're not local, you can check it out.
I certainly will.
Thank you. Yeah. And then I have LA Times, which is a few weekends after that. And then the weekend after LA Times, which is April 30th, is when I'll be in conversation with my friend Katie for her book, Birds of California. So, and it's also like a Hollywood romance. So we're going to have so much fun talking about it.
I'm going to take a look at that. If it's a Hollywood romance, I think I'll love that one too.
Yeah. I mean, her writing is just delightful. I can't say.
It's some of the young things. YA books. Do you know the names of any of her YA books?
She's written a lot.
Oh, what's her last name? Katie.
Cotugno. Cotugno.
Okay, I'm gonna look her up.
Yeah, her latest was You Say It First, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Good to know. And she co-wrote a book with the Sex and the City writer.
Oh, Candace Bushnell.
Yeah. So she's doing it. She's doing her thing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing like Sex and the City. What a great show. Love those girls.
Oh, yeah.
Those were my girls and Entourage were my guys. So love those guys too. So I love all that Hollywood stuff too.
There's so many great Hollywood romances coming out. It's really a great time.
Well, I'm so happy we were able to chat.
Yeah, me too.
And I wish you all the best with your coming book with this great cover that I'm telling you. I picture walking into that bookstore and seeing a whole display in these colors, lots of red and pink and just jumping out at you.
I hope so. I know my lovely publicity team has already said they're going to be sneaking into bookstores in New York and making sure that it's face out. Yeah. I'm like, that's
unfortunately
right.
We don't have a lot of bookstores here. We just, a new one just opened a town away, which is good.
Oh, great.
But basically we, you know, the bookstore industry, we don't have a lot anymore. I miss being able to go to Borders, you know, it was like right up the road and it was just great to run there every once in a while. So I do miss that. But the new one in a town over is very nice that we have that now. So,
well, I'm sure everyone in your neighborhood is like, at least we have the library. Yes, thank goodness for the library.
Yes, they do. They all love the library as I do as well. Yeah. Did you grow up going to the library a lot?
Oh, every weekend. Mm-hmm. Every weekend I was at the library because I was such a ravenous reader and right. I really would check, like, they don't have limits in my library anymore, but they used to be 10 books.
Oh.
And I would always have 10 books. Wow. 10 romance novels every weekend.
Yeah, we don't have limits either, so
yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, take as much as you want.
I love it.
So I thank you. We're gonna
conclude this
Turn the Page podcast. And it's so nice speaking with you. I wish you the best. I hope to see the book on the New York Times bestseller list.
Well, that would be thrilling.
Yes. You know, the one that I, did you read The Lost Apothecary? Did you read that?
I'm going to put
by
that
Sarah
on my
Penna.
List.
It came out, I forget when it came out. It just came out in paperback. But before it came out, when I read about it, I said, this is going to be an absolute great book. And that one also went right on the bestseller list. It's her first book that she ever wrote, right to the bestseller list. So I wish the same to you with your adult novel, which
thank
is
you
really,
very much,
very enjoyable. So we're going to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Book is Funny You Should Ask by Alyssa Sussman. So thank you, everybody. So have a great day. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.